Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Chav Dalet, 22 lines on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Beis at the new Mishnah, and just a small Akdama. As we know, we generally have a principle and a klal of Ein Dovish Be'ever Pachas Mishnayim. However, Rabbanon said that in Echad is number to say, Meis Balich, as number one, Isha Bodko Mitzvah, the woman herself will be very careful before she gets married, as if her husband is really alive, she will be Yastur Labal Ulubayel. And number two, Mishumaguna Kilubar Rabbanon. Also, the Rabbanon stated that all women can be made, that Meis Balich, aside for five categories of women, as we are chashish that they may lie, as they hate this woman and they may want to mess her up. And the Mishnah in Masechta Yevamos on Efkuf Yudayin states that the five nafshim are chamisa ubas chamisa terasi yevimta ubas baila. Number one, a woman's mother-in-law. Number two, a woman's sister-in-law. Number three, her co-wife who is her competitor. Number four, her brother-in-law's wife who could potentially be her tzara if her brother-in-law dies without children or her husband dies without children, and then the husband or the brother-in-law will do yibum. And therefore, they will become tzaris. And number five, her stepdaughter. And Rashi, Masechta Yevamos, explains that each one of these either hate this woman because she is their competitor, or because she is using the assets of her husband or their family, and she is taking away and depleting their potential assets. And the Mishnah now begins, Af Hanashim She'ina Maris Leima Meis Baila, that even those five women that we just mentioned, that they're not nema to say that your husband died, Nemanus Lahavis Kita, they're still nema to be a Shliach Leilacha, and to deliver this get to the woman. And the Mishnah now lists the five women, Chamaisu Bas Chamaisu V'Tzerasa V'Yavimtu Bas Baila, as we explained. And the Mishnah continues, Ma Bin Get Lemisa, the Lecheru, what is the difference between get, where does women are Neman to be a Shleich Lelacha, and B'negei Misa, that are not Neman to come and say Meis Baila. And the Mishnah explains, Shaksav Mechiach, because there's an actual physical get over here, and therefore the Ksav is Mechiach, that the husband must have written this get and sent this get to his wife. And Rashi Masechtas Yevamos explains, V'Lavos Lo Samchinun Kolkach, and will not be Seimich on these women so much. And Rashi says, V'samchinan ikka aksiva, and we're being Seimich mainly on the ksiva saget. And Taisus Rid on our Amid explains that even though B'negei Misa, we could be choshish that maybe they will lie and say that her husband died. However, Aval Gabi get, Sheksove Michiach, V'uraya B'yodam, and there's a raya in their hands, Shabal Nostalahen, Heina Monis, Ulukulahai Lechashinan, Shemim Zaifu V'kasvu, and we are not going to be choshish that maybe they forged a document and this get really wasn't written by the husband. And the Mishnah continues, Heisha Atz that a woman herself could bring her own get and be a shliach leilacha olvachi tzuichalema b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. But however, when she brings the get m'medina siyam, she has to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, as we learned before, b'negei regla shliach leilacha. And our Gemara begins and asks a sira on our Mishnah from a brisa, as our Mishnah just stated that the chamish nashim are nemanos lahavi eskita, that they could be a shliach leilacha. But the ma'isa v'tanya, we have a brisa that states just the opposite, as the brisa says k'shem she'en nemanos leima meis baila, that just like these chamish nashim are not nemanis to say that the husband died, the kachi nemanis lahavigita, they are also not neman to bring a get and to be a shliach leilacha. And the Gemara answers two terutzim. Amar Rabbi Yosef states loy kasha, that it's not a steer between the brisa and the mishnah, as kam ba'aretz kam b'chutzlaretz, that's the difference between our mishnah and the brisa. The mishnah is talking about a case where they're bringing the get in Eretz Yisrael and they don't have to say before nechta before nechtam. However, the brisa that says that they're not nemanis is talking about a scenario where they were actually bringing the get from chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they have to say before Yenechtam, before Yenechtam. And the Gemara explains, that since in Eretz Yisrael they don't have to say anything, and all they're doing is being a Shliach Leilacha, so they are Neman, as they're not actually doing any major Maisa over here, and they're not actually causing the get to be Chal, and they're only doing a ministerial act by delivering a get to the woman, and therefore they can act as a Shliach Leilacha, as L'chir, we're not coming on to any belief system, and there's no Nemanis that's involved over here. However, B'chutzlar is that the but B'negei Chutzlar, it's where the woman that's bringing the get has to say before Yenechtam, and they're not only acting as a delivery service, but they actually have to say something, and we actually have to believe them. So Lo Mehemna, in that case, we don't believe them. And the Gemara continues, Amle Abayas. Abayas says to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Adraba Pumfaket and Ibcha Mestavra, Ba'aretz, Yossi Bal Ma'ar, Mashkechim Bar, the Iklam Emel Kukulukam Mechavna, Lo Mehemna. The whole point that we don't believe the Chamish Nashim is based on the fact that they hate this woman, and therefore they want to mess her up. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, so then at some point we know that the husband could come and be Ma'ara and say that this was actually a forgery. So then we should be Choshish that this woman actually wanted to cause a problem for the woman that they hate, and we should still have to be Choshish that maybe they forged the document and actually this is not a valid get, and at some point the husband will come and be Ma'ara, and in the meantime, this woman may have gotten married based on this get, and it'll cause it to be Asur Labal, Vasur Labal, oil, and therefore it'll actually cause a major issues. And that's why the Braisa teaches us that these chamesh nashim cannot be a shliach lahilacha. However, b'chutzlaretz yasi bal ma'ara loy meshchinim be'im hemna. Since in chutzlaretz, when they come and deliver the get, they have to say before you nechtam, before you nechtam. And as we learned beforehand, that once the shliach says before you nechtam, then even though they're only an eid echad, the rabbanon believe them because mishum maguna kilu b'rabbanon. And therefore, even if the husband will come at a later point and say that this document was a forgery, we would not believe the husband. And therefore, when these chamesh nashim deliver a get from chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, and they say before you nechtam, they are actually not causing any harm to this woman at all, and they're actually helping her, because at this point that they said before you nechtam, the husband will no longer be able to come and say that it actually was not a good get and that it was a forgery, and the husband will not be able to be ma'ara any longer. And that's why Mishnah stated that these chamesh nashim are nemanis lahavias gita. And Tais points out, alachiria, Abaye's taina is a major taina on Rabbi Yosef, and how could it be that Rabbi Yosef says that the chamesh nashim are not nemanis in chutzlaritz if lachiria there's no way that the woman could be messed up? And Tais points out, Rabbi Yosef sava the mikol makom yichol lekalkula bchutzlaritz, that there is a possibility that these chamesh nashim could mess this woman up even in chutzlaritz. They aid them because they'll bring aid them v'raya, and the actual raya shleishlach get that the husband never sent this getar, and therefore she'll become asal abal v'asal abayil. Now keep in mind, certainly since we have a stereo between our Mishnah and the Braisa, so one of them has to be talking about a case where the woman was delivering a get from chutzlar Eretz Yisrael, and one of them has to be talking about a case where there was no requirement to say before nechtam, before nechtam. And therefore the Gemara now brings a Braisa tani kavastid abaya, that we have a Braisa like abaya, as Rav Shimon ben Loza im Mishum Rav Akiva. Rav Shimon ben Loza said in the name of Rav Akiva, ishan amonis lahavi gita mekav v'chayma, that an isha herself can bring her own get and it would be kasha. And we know this from mekav v'chayma, and the kav v'chayma is as follows: uman nashim she'om chachamim ein amonis loyim meis bayla. That's just like the chamish nashim that we know the chacham said that they're not nema to say that a woman's husband died. Nemanis lahavi gita, they're still nema to be a shliach leilacha. Hish and amonis loyim meis bayla. So certainly a woman who's nema to say that my husband died, so in addition she nemanis lahavi gita, therefore certainly she could be a shliach leilacha. Now from this part of the brisa, we don't see any raya to Abaya or to Rabbi Yosef, as we explained this brisa either way. However, the brisa continues, and we continue on the chavdal and amalav, and the umakim shibasa, that from the place that we learned this din, which means that we're learning from chamish nashim to a regular woman that she's allowed to bring her own get. So malalon tzricha shiyamim fneinu nechtam fneinu nechtam. Just like b'negei the chamish nashim, we're talking about specifically a case where they're bringing the get from chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, and they have to say b'fneinu nechtam fneinu nechtam. So afhi tzricha shetayma b'fneinu nechtam fneinu nechtam. Also, when a woman brings her own get to Eretz Yisrael, she has to say b'fneinu nechtam fneinu nechtam. And clearly, we see from this part of the brisa that the case of chamish nashim that are nemanis lahavi gita is specifically talking about a case where they're bringing the get from chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're going to have to say that in the Mishnah when we said that chamish nashim are nemanis lahavi gita is talking about bringing from chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and in the Braisa that stated that chamish nashim are not nemanis lahavi gita is referring to a case where you didn't have to say b'fanenu nechtam b'fanenu nechtam. And l'chari it's mashmah from this Gemara that there's actually a chiddush that a woman that brings a get still has to say b'fanenu nechtam b'fanenu nechtam. And the Mefarshim explained that we would have a Hamina that since if a woman brings her own get into Bezin and she says that I received this get from my husband, that she would be believed. Therefore, when a woman brings a get in Medin Siyam and she says I was acting as a Shliach Leilacha, then the din should also be that she should be Neman even without saying before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Kamash one, then in this case, since Lamaisa, her husband did not give this get to her, Betarius a get, and he only made her a Shliach Leilacha, she still has to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi states, Masisinami Deka, that from our Mishnah also, there's a diak like Abaya, that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the Chamish Nashim was Shliach Lelacha to bring the get from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. The Tani, because our Mishnah then states in the Sefer, Ha'ish Atzman via Gita, that the woman herself can bring a get, so Shema Mina, we're talking about bringing a get from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, as otherwise the woman herself would not have to say before Yenechtam, before Yenechtam. And before we continue, let's remind ourselves of the Mishnah on that Chav Gimel Menalf that stated, Ha'kol Kshirin Lahavis HaGet, and the Gemara explained that the reason why a sumo cannot bring a get is because he's not able to see the ksiva and the chsima seget, and therefore he's not able to testify before nechtam, and therefore clearly the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about a case where the get was being brought from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, as otherwise you would not have to say before nechtam, and therefore the Gemara now asks for Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef that explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Chol Mishnashim were not bringing the get Mimidias Yom, but they actually did not have to say before nechtam, then Reish be safe Chutz L'Aretz. It comes out that the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about a case in Chutz L'Aretz, as we explained, because we're talking about a Suma. As we just saw, that our Sefer and our Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that states to Isha Asma Mevi'a Gita Uvad Shtei Tzvich Aloyma Befonei Nechtam is certainly talking about a case where a woman is bringing a get Mimedinus Yom to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Yosef would say that the Metziyasa is Ba'aretz, that the middle case, or the case of Chamish Nashim, is specifically talking about a case where delivering a get in Eretz Yisrael itself, and they don't have to say Befonei Nechtam, and the Gemara answers in Einach Nami Lefi Rabbi Yosef Reisha B'Seif B'Chutz La'aretz. The Reisha, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about Chutz La'aretz, and the Sefer, meaning the end of our Mishnah Chav Gimel Beis, is talking about a case that they're bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael and Metziyas Ba'aretz, and the middle case of the Chamish Nashim is talking about a case where they delivered a get in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and brings a raya to Rabbi Yosef. Mimai, how do we know Rabbi Yosef is correct? Militani, because by the fact that the Mishnah stated Ma being get lemisa, that what is the chiluk that Chamish Nashim are believed in a gay get and it could be a shliach like lacha, but the gay misa not neman shaksav mechiach, because the ksav of the get is mechiach, v'loik tani shaksav pe mechiach, and doesn't say because the ksav of the get, as well as the fact that they said before nechtam is mechiach, and according to Rabbi Yosef, it makes a lot of sense because of the fact that they only have a get and they don't have to say anything. That is the reason why we believe them as benegay a get. We only look at these chamish nashim as a delivery service, as they're not doing anything to actually effectuate the get aside for delivery. And Rashi explains that how Labai explains the words of the Mishnah Ma being get lemisa shaksav mechiach. Zok Rashi Labai like itzuch lemisnei ksavu peh tahachim mashma Ma being ped get leped misa. What is the chiluk between the statement that making benegay a get and the statement that making benegay a misa elik shaksav mechiach imay benegay a get? You have the get with them, and we're not going to be choishish that maybe they will mizayif the get ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last case of the Mishnah Ha'isha atzma mevias kita umuvad shehi tzricha loyma before nechtam, that if a woman brings her own get mevias, then she has to say before nechtam. And right now the Gemara thinks that the husband actually gave this get to his wife, and he gave it to her mitaris get, and she was actually megureshes in chutzlarts, and therefore the Gemara asks isha mechimati gita liyada igashala l'chari, at the moment that the husband gave the get to his wife in chutzlarts, she already is megureshes, and therefore there's no requirement to say before nechtam, because we already learned that the isha has an amanus to come to a bezdin and say that this is my get and I was megureshes already. And Rashi says igashala v'yibay l'mikla l'get, and if she wants to burn the get megureshes, she's still going to be megureshes, and she doesn't even have to bring the get in front of us. El l'raya ba'ama, only el l'raya v'lama l'alayma v'fanechtav halav shliachi l'maisa, she's not a shliach at all. And the hamin of the Gemara is that we're not talking about a case where he made her into a shliach l'alacha. And the Gemara explains Amar Puna ba'ima l'idiskashi boy el v'fnei bezim pleni, that the reason why she has to say v'fanechtav is because when the husband gave her a get, he made it tonight and he said here is your get, but the only time it should be chal is once you go to the following bezin, and therefore since she has to travel from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and the only time that the get will be chal is in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore when she goes to that bezin, she will have to say before nechtam. And the Gemara is saif kimat yahasam l'chari, once she reaches bezin igashla, automatically she becomes megureshes, and once again l'chari she should not have to say before nechtam, as she's not acting as a shliach. And the Gemara continues elam Rav Huna bar Manoach mishpeid Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, therefore Rav Huna bar Manoach said over the name of Acha b'Rei Ravika the Amar Lo, that the husband told her kimat yahasam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael is nachya ara v'shakli, you should put it down on the ground and then you should pick it up at that time, and therefore she's acting as a shliach l'alacha to deliver to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why she has to say before nechtam, and then she'll put it down on the ground and then she'll pick it up and she'll be makabel haget. And the Gemara says ihachi, if that's true that she'll actually place it on the ground and then she'll pick it up, then this is like a case where a husband says take your get from the kaka, that this doesn't work, as the Torah says binasim biyada, that the husband has to give the get miyad liyad, and this woman is not receiving the get from her husband and she's taking it off the ground, and this is a chasaron in the nesinas haget. And the Gemara continues el da amala havishliach leilacha, but the case over here is where the husband says to this woman you should be my shliach leilacha ad matis hasam until you get to Eretz Yisrael, and when you get to Tzol, have a shlich l'kabbalah, then you yourself should become the shlich l'kabbalah, mekabli eskitech, and you'll be mekabel your get, and therefore you'll be megureshes, and even though there's no nesina miyad liyad, however the Rosh Hashanah says, shekivin shemesapeches min shlich l'ilacha l'shlich l'kabbalah, harezeh ki'ilu masa shlich l'ilacha l'shlich l'kabbalah. The Gemara is still not satisfied, as the Gemara is, for l'chazu shlichus itzal abal, and Rashi explains that there's a general rule b'negei shlichus, that when a shlich does a maisa for a mishalech, there has to be a potential for him to go back to the actual mishalech and tell him that you should know that I was mekayim the shlichus. And Rashi explains that at the point that you go back to report back to the mishalech, that you were successful in your mission, you have to still have been able to be a shlich at that point. However, in our case, since the only way to be successful in her mission is only, as Rosh Hash points out, is if she changes from being a shlich l'ilacha to being a shlich l'kabbalah, so therefore, at the moment that she was successful, she can no longer be the shlich of the Baal, and therefore it's impossible for her to fulfill this Tanai Shlichus to be able to go back to the Baal and report to him at a point that she could actually still be a shliach, as certainly she can't be a shlich l'ilacha at the point that she already delivered the get. And this seems to be what Rashi means in Rashi Diba Maschel of Halechazah Shlichus Eitzel Baal, and Ayin in Tap Taisa Damid, where Taisa says, Halechazah Shlichus Shlich Le'mikri Ela Mishlech Mizel Ezeh, that a shlich is only someone that could go and take something from Reuven to Shimon, Shiloi Lachzel Shalchai Loima Asisi Shluchaseich Kodim Shiasa Shliach Lechayim, and he could still go back to the person who sent him to be the shliach prior to becoming a shliach for someone else over countries like Pirishkein. And Taisa says that Rashi doesn't explain our sugya this way, and the Gemara therefore states the Amalah that the husband said to her while she was Bibendidas Yam, have a shliach lechilacha, you should be a shliach lechilacha ad matis hasam until you get to Eretz Yisrael, v'chi matis hasam when you get over there shavi shliach lekabbalah, you should appoint a new shliach to be the shliach lekabbalah, and you as my shliach lechilacha will deliver the get to your shliach lekabbalah, and that certainly would be a valid nesina. And in addition, at this point, since you're still my shliach lailacha, so at this point there's no problem lechazah shlichus eisal abal, as at this point she could still go back to the husband while she's still a shliach lailacha. And before we continue, let's point out that there's a machlekes on daf samach gimel beis between Ravin and Chavnina in a case where a husband made a shliach lailacha to deliver a get to his wife, if his wife could also make a shliach kabbalah, and ultimately the shliach will deliver a get to a shliach. And Rav Chanina holds that it's not an issue, while Rav holds that this is not valid and it would not be a proper get. And the Gemara brings two reasons to explain the shita of Rav. Number one, as the husband is not maskin, as it's a bezoyin to him that his wife wouldn't personally take the get from his shliach. And number two, mishum chatzira bala achamikain, as people will think that a man can place a get in someone else's chatzah, and as long as she acquires that chatzah at a later point, it would be a valid get. And being that this is not our ikar sugya, we will not explain the exact zera until daf samach gimel beis, but I in Rashi over here, as well as in daf samach gimel beis, and in Taisus in our sugya. However, certainly there is no machlekes, and even Rav agrees that if a woman creates her own shliach lekabbalah who goes and receives her get directly from the husband and not from a shliach lailacha, then all agree it is valid get, and there can't be a bezayin to the husband since he agreed to give it to a shliach. So we see he is a makbid, and there is no reason for the gzira atu chatzira habala achemikain. And our Gemara now continues, Hanichal ma'adama isha isa shliach lekabbal gita miyad shliach baila, that this works according to Rav Chanina, who holds that a woman can make a shliach to be mekabel a get from her husband's shliach, as lemais over here, that's what's also occurring, where the husband said to her, you're my shliach leilacha, and you will go, and you'll create a shliach lekabbalah. El lemanda oma, ein isha, isa shliach lekabbal gita, miyad shliach baila, mayik lemema, but lechur, according to Rav, that hold that a woman cannot make a shliach lekabbalah in a case where her husband made a shliach leilacha, then lechur, how could we explain that a mishnah is talking about a case that the husband said to her, you should be my shliach leilacha, and then you should appoint a shliach lekabbalah, if lechur, an isha came to appoint a shliach lekabbalah, if her husband already created a shliach leilacha? And the Gemara answers, time and mind, mishum de ikka bezoyin de baal, that one of the reasons that we gave for Rav is because there's a bezoyin for the husband when the woman will have a shlich l'kabbalah, accept a get from the husband. However, v'hocha baal le'kapid, in this case, certainly the husband was not makbid, as he himself told his wife that you should be my shlich l'ilacha, and he told her specifically that you should appoint a shlich l'kabbalah. And the Gemara now is, ha'nichal ma'adam, mishum de bezoyin de baal, this works out very well, according to the ma'adam that said that the svara that Rav says that Isha cannot create a shlich l'kabbalah if the husband already created a shlich l'ilacha is based on bezoyin of the husband. But according to my Rambam, it said that the reason for for Rav is because it looks like a chatz abal achem yikain ma'iklamema l'chayyah by the fact that the husband knew about this, that doesn't change the fact that this gzira should still apply. And once again, according to this man d'oma, the Gemara now has to change the pshat on Mishnah, and the Gemara explains the amala that the husband told her havishlich la'alacha ad matzis hasem, you should be my shlich la'alacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael. V'chi matzis hasem, when we get to Eretz Yisrael, shavi shlich la'alacha, you should create another shlich la'alacha on my behalf. V'kabli eskitch minei, and at that point you should be makabel to get from that new shlich la'alacha, and of course that shlich la'alacha will remain a shlich, and therefore there's no problem of loychazu shlichus eitzel abal at this point either. And of course this woman did not appoint another shlich la'kabala; she only appointed the shlich la'alacha, and even according to Rav that would not be an issue. And it is in this case that the Mishnah tells us that this woman who was the original shlich la'alacha would have to say in front of Bezdin b'fani nechtam. And the Gemara continues, b'yisema, or I could tell you another pshat and another way that our Mishnah works out. The amalah that the husband said to her, have a shlich la'alacha at the matzis hasim, you should be my shlich la'alacha until you get to Herzl. When you get to Herzl, then you should say in front of Bezdin b'fani nechtam, because you're shlich la'alacha u'mash b'beidina shlich, and the Bezdin themselves should then appoint another shlich la'alacha v'leis v'nelech, and then the new shlich la'alacha will deliver the get directly to the isha, and she will makabel her get, and it will be a valid get. And I intend to do a maschal im kamei b'nidio b'fani nechtav k'sas tema mali hi mali Bezdin v'may kama v'ibayisema. The l'chayu, what is the difference and what is the chiddush of the ibayisema if l'chayu it seems that both pshatim are really coming out the same way, that she appoints a shlich la'alacha, either a regular shlich or Bezdin, and she will have to say v'fani nechtav in any case, and then she will be makabel the get. I am Taisis, who tries to be deichik and tries to explain our Gemara, Ayin Sham, Hadron Lacha Mevi Get, or as some say, Hadron Lacha Mevi Sheni, Hadron Lacha Mevi Sheni, Hadron Lacha Mevi Sheni. And we begin the new parak and the new Mishnah, Kol Get Shenichtav Shleil L'Shem Isha, Pasol, that any get that's written, not L'Shem Isha, and not L'Shem, the specific man, will be Pasol. And of course, this is the standard in that we've been speaking about the entire Masechta, that there's a requirement for a get to be written L'Shma. And the Mishnah will now bring multiple examples, Ketzad, what are the cases, Hayayiv Bashuk, Vishama Kol Sefer Makrin, if you're walking in a marketplace and you hear the voices of the Seferim that are calling out, Ish Plaini, Megarish is Plaini, Smemakim Plaini, that this person will be Megarish, this woman, in this place. And as we will see in the Gemara, that this case is talking about a scenario where the Seferim were actually practicing as to how to write a get, and they weren't writing this get for any specific person at all, V'omar, and then Reuven said, Zeshemi, this is my name, V'zeshem Ishti, and in any case, this is my wife's name, so therefore, give me this document, and I'll use it to be Megarish, my wife, Pasul Garishboy, then certainly this was not done Lishma, and it wasn't even written as a get, and therefore you can't use this document as a get to be Megarish, your wife. Yes, Mikan, in addition, and a bigger chiddush is, Kasul Garish is Ishtoy Venimlach, if Reuven actually goes to the Sefer and he has get written for his wife, and he then retracted and he decides not to divorce her, Matzu Ben Iroy, and then he finds someone in the city, Va'amalay, and he says to him, Shmi Kishmecha, my name is like your name, Vishem Ishti Kishem Ishtacha, and my wife's name is like your wife's name, Pasul Garish Boy, then even though this get was written as an actual get, but since it wasn't written for those specific people, therefore the get would not be valid, as it's not considered Lishma. And we continue on Daf Chav Dalam and Beis, Yasim Yikain, that a greater chiddush than this is, Hayle Shtei Nashim, if a person himself has two wives, Ushmeisei and Shaveis, and both the names are exactly the same, Kasul Lagarish has a Dailah, that if he writes a get, and he had in mind to be Magarish to older one, and he then decides not to divorce the older one, but to divorce the younger one, Lo Yigarish Bei Sektana, he can't use this document to be Magarish the younger one, as it wasn't written Lishma, and even though it was written for this man. And Rashi points out that the terms of G'dayl and K'tana over here are just used as an example, but it just means that he had two wives, and both wives' names were the same. And the Mishnah continues, Zesemi Kain, and a greater chiddush than this is, that Amal Lavla, if he tells a Sefer, K'sev La'izah She'er Tzegarish, that write a get for me, and I will determine which one of the wives that are named the same name, I will use this get for, and I will divorce. And one may think in this case, it's considered that it was written Lishma, as L'maisa, once he decides which wife he will use it for, so L'chayra, this should be a din of Breira, and we should say it's Huvra Adavu L'mafreya, that he meant to actually write this get for this wife. Even so, Pasul Garish Boy, you can't use this get, and it would not be a valid get. And as Rashi says, D'lay Aminon Huvra Adavu, D'b'shas K'siva, Ho Yedaita L'zu, V'ari Nichtav L'shma. and we say in brera, and ayin taisa dibum maschal is a she'etzar gash by pasul the gemara mfarish mashum de in brera, as Rashi explained that the gemara will explain that this is based on the din of in brera, but va'imari that you shouldn't think that this is based on the algamino machlekes if in brera or yesh brera that feel manda sava ba alma yesh brera, that even according to the manda holds generally that yesh brera hachem meidum mashum de v'chasav la lishma mashma she'mavur b'shas ksiva, as over here is exeirus hakasav that at the point that you write to get it has to be done lishma and it has to be clear that it's be done for a specific woman. V'chei mashma gemara the kama iit ban b'ha b'ha kama b'ichna the in brera mashum de b'ina la lishma mashma avagal de ba'alma yesh brera hachapasal mashum de chsiv v'chasav la ayin in tesis. And the gemara begins at quotes from the second case in our mishnah where we said yes and mekain kasal l'garish asishto v'nimlach and matzu ben ira v'amal lai shmi kishmecha v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha pasal l'garish b'i. And of course the reason why it's pasal to be megarish with that get is because this get was not written for this man and not written for this woman, and therefore there's actually two chesroinus in this get. Now right now the Gemara thinks that the first case of the Mishnah is also talking about a scenario where the Seifrim were writing a get for a specific couple, and then Reuven, who was passing by, said that my name and my wife's name are exactly the same names as the people that you're writing the get for, and therefore I want to use this for my get. The din is that that get would be pasul, and l'chir it's the same exact case as the second case in our Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara asks v'lareisha v'mai l'chir, what is the case of the Reisha, and why is there a difference between the first case and the second case in the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Rav Papa explains, as we explain our Mishnah, that the Reisha is talking about a scenario, b'seifin ha'suyin l'slamit eskinon, that in the first case of the Mishnah, it was the lowest case of l'shma, as the people that were actually writing this get were doing so in order to learn how to write gittin, and it's talking about those seifrim that are teaching other seifrim how to write gittin, and therefore they never even had kavana that this should be a valid get, and that's why there's certainly a chasar in l'shma. And Amr Ravashi and Ravashi explains, they can nami, I'll bring you right, this is what the Mishnah is talking about, diktani, because the Mishnah states, Seifrim Makrin, that these Seifrim were reading this get to the other Seifrim, but like Tani, Seifrim Kirin, and it doesn't say that the Seifrim were reading to themselves, and while reading it, they were writing the get, Shema Amina, therefore it's Raya, that they were doing this l'slamid, and since they weren't writing this get for any specific couple, therefore it is a chasar in l'shma, and that's why in the Risha, you can't use this get for any couple. However, the second case in the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven was actually writing a get for his wife Rachel, and he was doing so lishma, and then he decided that he doesn't want to give this get, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he wrote this get lishma, however, lemaisa, he didn't write it for another couple, and therefore, even if he finds someone that has the exact same name as his name, and he finds a woman whose name is the exact same name as his wife, the din is that they can't use that as a get. And as the Gemara now continues, my yesem mikain, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that we're going to give you a case, which is a big chiddush, tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that we learned in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, lo zesh shenichtav shleilu shem gerishin, that not only in the case where you wrote a get, and you didn't even do it, l'shem gerishin, and you did it to teach, and avodiyah, of course it's going to be puzzle, ela avzeh, but even in the case, shenichtav l'shem gerishin, that even though you wrote it for an actual get, and then you decided not to use it for this couple, and they decide to use it for another couple that has the same names, that would also be puzzle, v'lo zesh shenichtav shleilu shem gerishin today. And the third case of the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that not only is a get puzzle if both the husband and the wife were not the original intended parties of this get, and the get wasn't originally written for this man or for this woman, ela afzeh, but even in the case, shenichtav l'shem gerishin today puzzle, that even if Reuven wrote a get for his wife Rachel, and he had a second wife who also had the name Rachel, and then he decided to give this get to his second wife Rachel, that even though the get was originally written for Reuven, it still would not be a valid get, because it wasn't written for the proper woman. And finally, the fourth case in the Mishnah is teaching us the following chiddush, that v'loy zesh le'nichtav l'shem gerishin ha, that not only in the case where the get was not written for the actual woman and was actually written for a tzara, and that the din is that the get would be puzzle, ela afzeh shenichtav l'shem gerishin ha, puzzle, that even in the case where the husband tells the sefer to write this get for either one of these two women, and l'maisa he will decide at the end result which one he wants to divorce, that even in that case it's not considered that he wrote it l'shma, and therefore it would also be puzzle. And the Gemara continues, and let's remember that the pasuk b'negea get states v'chasav l'sefer krisis v'nasim b'yada v'shilchum mibesai. And the Gemara asks, my time, why is it that in all four cases of the Mishnah that the din is that it's not considered l'shma and the get would be puzzle? And the Gemara explains, ikasav v'nasim sefer krisis b'yada, if instead of the Torah stating v'chasav l'sefer krisis v'nasim b'yada, the Torah would have stated very simply v'nasim sefer krisis b'yada, and would talk about krisis havamina l'mute hechkama b'le'ava l'shem krisis. So we would think that the only get that would be puzzle is only the first case where you didn't actually write the get as an actual get and you did it l'islamid. Have a Shilach, the other Lashum Krisis, but in the case where Lemaisa, when the husband wrote to get, he actually wanted to divorce Rachel, and then he decided not to divorce her at all, and then you want to use that get, which was written as a valid get, and you want to use it for someone else, then maybe over there, Ema Kasher, it would be Kasher, Kasher Rachman of a Kasav, and that is why the Torah used the Lashon V'Chasav to tell us that the husband who wants to divorce a woman, he has to actually write the get, and the get couldn't have been written by another man, and has to be done specifically by this man. And the Gemara continues, Ikas Rachman of a Chasav, if the Torah would have written V'Chasav, and wouldn't have said the Lashon V'Chasav law, then Hava Mina, we would still think, Lemute Haidla Iyu K'Chasav Lei, that it's only come to Mimai, the second case as well, where Lemaisa, this man, did not write the get. Avayesh L'Shtei Nashim, but in the third case in the Mishnah, where the husband actually wrote the get, and he had two wives with the same names, and then he decides to give it to the second wife, the Iyu K'Chasav Lei, Lemaisa Ruvain wrote this get, and therefore it was written properly for this husband, Ema Kasha, maybe in that case we would say it's Kasha, Kasha Rachman Allah, and that's why the Torah states, the Chasav Law, that has to be written specifically for the wife, that you want to be Megarish. And the Gemara continues, V'Seifa Lomli, and why we need the fourth case in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah teaches us that if Ruvain has two wives, that both are named Rachel, and he tells the Seifa to write the get for one of these women, and I'll divorce whichever one I want, that the get would be possible, and he couldn't use it for either wife. If L'Chayr, this should be Pashut, as we just said, that you have to have Lishmaya and Lishma, and by telling the Seifa to write it for either or, that's not Lishma either. And the Gemara answers, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, Hakam Ashwan, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Ein Breira, that we don't say the concept of Breira over here. And as Rashi says, the Loi Tema Huvra the Bishas Ksiva Nami Daite Ha, that we don't say that it's Huvra Adavala Mafreya, that at the time that he wrote the get, his das was to divorce his wife, the Ikagiri Shidi David Didar, and therefore it's considered like he wrote this get Lishmay and Lishma, Kamashmalan, that we don't say Breira in this case, and as we explained, both from Rashi and from Taisis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third case of the Mishnah, where we said at the top of the Amid, Yesmi Kain, Hayule Shtei Nashim, if Reuven had two wives, Ushmoisein Shavais, and both of their names were the same, for example, they were both named Rachel, Kasav Lagarsha Zagdaila, if he wrote a get and he had intent to write this for Rachel, who was older, Lo Yigarish Beisektana, then he can't use this get to be Megarish, the younger woman whose name is also Rachel. And the Gemara is Medaik, Tanahud Le Matsu Megarish Bei, then in this case, the only one that he can't be Megarish is the younger woman, Hagdaila, but the older woman, Matsu Megarish Ba, that he could use this get for her and he could be Megarish her with this get. And clearly we see that if the older Rachel brings this get to Bezdin, we will believe that this get was given to her, and we won't be chayshish that maybe her husband really gave this get to the younger Rachel, and the younger woman dropped the get, and the older Rachel found it, and the older Rachel is really still an Eishes Ish, as she never received the get. And as Rashi says, the Hayel v'Nakita Gita B'Yada B'Didah Machzikinam Ba, and therefore Rav states Zayis Hameres. From here we see that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adarim Be'Achas, and if there are two people named Yosef ben Shimon in the same city, Maitzin Shtachoy V'Alachirim, then each one of them could still take a Shtachoy and go and collect their money from a borrower, and the borrower can't turn to him and say that I really never borrowed money from you, and I really borrowed money from the other Yosef ben Shimon that lives in the same city, and he dropped it, and you found this shtar, and I have nothing to do with you, as you have no claim against me. But since this Yosef ben Shimon is holding on to the shtar, therefore we consider him the muchzik, and therefore he could collect using the shtar. And Amalei Abaye says back to Rava that l'chayr, if you're trying to compare the case of a Mishnah b'digei get to the case of a shtar chayv, then elame ata reisha diktani shmi kishmecha pasul garishboy. In the second case of the Mishnah, where Reuven is writing a get for his wife Rachel, and then he decides not to actually continue and not to divorce his wife, and Reuven then finds someone else in his town that's named Reuven, and his wife is also named Rachel, and he wants to give this get to Reuven to divorce his wife Rachel, the din is that it would not be a valid get. And it's mashma sheni udloy matzim garishbei harisha matzim garishbei, that the only psul of this get is only to be used for the second couple. But certainly, since Reuven wrote this get for his wife Rachel, that Reuven can use this get and divorce Rachel. And as Rashi says, that we're not going to be choishish, that mishum chumr deishish, shema loy bala shalzu kosvoy ala acha, that maybe when this Reuven actually gives this get to Rachel, maybe he was not the actual person that wrote the get for Rachel, and maybe it was the other Reuven that lives in the same town that actually wrote this get, and therefore maybe both of them should not be able to use such a get, and maybe the only way for Reuven to divorce his wife Rachel is only if they clarify exactly who they are, and there's no way to be misupit that maybe the get is referred to another couple that lives in the same town that have the same names as this couple. And Abaye, since we compare the din of get to the din of Baal Chayv, therefore, how could you actually say this? Because V'Aminon, that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Baba Basra, V'Loi Acha Yochel Hoitzi Alein Shtar Chayv, and as Rashi explains, V'Aminon Masis and Get Pashim Baba Basra, that we said in the Mishnah and Get Pashim and Baba Basra, that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon shayu biyachas, if there are two people named Yosef ben Shimon in the same city, ein yichayim lohitzi shtachayiv zelzeh, then neither one can take out a shtachayiv and collect from the other. V'loy acha yochel lohitzi aleim shtachayiv, and no one else in this town can collect money from them using a shtar that is not extremely specific as to which Yosef ben Shimon was the loiva and borrowed this money. As the amalei lo yanid levisim imcha, as if someone tries to collect money from one Yosef ben Shimon, he will say that I wasn't the one who borrowed from you, el chaveri lov imcha, umasal chashtar zeh, and he is the one that gave you the star. The afagab the pligi tanoyasam, that even though in the case of Rava, there's actually machlekes tanoyim, but meitzin shtar chayv alachayim, if Yosef ben Shimon could come and collect with the star that says that Yosef ben Shimon is owed money from Pliny, and in that case, of course, Yosef ben Shimon is the malva, there is a tana that says that that would work, the leichashinu l'nafila, as we are in chayshish, that maybe the original malva, whose name was Yosef ben Shimon, lost the shtar chayv, and then a person in his town with the same name, and his name was also Yosef ben Shimon, found a shtar chayv, and that would not be chayshish for, and that's why at least there could be a tana that holds that would be a valid shtar chayv. And what was certainly everyone agrees, the ein achirim mitzin aleim, as we explained, and therefore Rashi says, hachinami lema, loy baigla kosfoy, that maybe her husband was not the one who wrote this get, el Yosef ben Shimon acha kosfoy l'ishtoy, maybe it was a different Yosef ben Shimon that wrote this get for his wife, v'nimlach v'loy gershah, and then he decided not to divorce her, and since he decided not to divorce her, v'shlich l'ibu b'midas, and the original Yosef ben Shimon intentionally threw it away into the garbage, and we aren't being chayshish l'nafila, but we're chayshish that maybe he actually did this intentionally, l'kach ha-saydu, and then Rachel found this get, she writes l'skarish, and she wants to be divorced, and therefore she claims that her husband Yosef ben Shimon wrote this get, and he gave it to her, and really that's not true, and she's still an Eishes Ish. And therefore, Abaye asked Rava, the L'chira, if you're going to tell me that there's a comparison between a get to a shtar chayiv, and L'chira, in the second case of the Mishnah, how could we say that the first couple would be Megureshes if L'chira we should be Chayshish, that maybe this woman found his get, as really the get was written for someone else, and then he threw it away, Midas, and this woman found it. And Abaye is really asking Rava that since we see that the Mishnah doesn't state like this, so therefore it must be that we can't compare the din of shtar chayiv to the din of get Isha, and L'chira you should not be able to bring a raya from the third case of the Mishnah to the din of a shtar chayiv, and you can't tell me that we have a raya from a Mishnah like the Man Da'oma Masechtas Bava Basra that holds that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adarim Be'er Achas Moitzin Shtar Chayiv Al Achirim. And therefore Abaye explains Alamayis L'chomeimba the L'chira how we will explain a Mishnah Be'edim Messi of Rebbe Lezahi, that the second case of the Mishnah where it says that if the husband decides not to use this get for his wife, that the din is that you can't use it for a second couple, but it's mashmah that he could use it for his own get, and the reason is because they are Edim Mesira, and the Edim Mesira actually recognize that this is the couple that used this get in order to be divorced. And Ein Chanami, in our case, if they're only Edim Chasima, then this get would not be able to be used for either couple, as we would have to be Choshish. Maybe this get wasn't written for this couple, and it was written for another couple with the same names, and after that husband decided not to give this get to his wife, he gave this get to a couple with the same names, and they used the get, even though it was not written Lishma. This works out very well with the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Basra, where everyone agrees that v'loy acha yochel hoitzi alein shtar chayiv, as l'maisa there are no Edim Mesira, and there was only Edim Chasima, and therefore, since we're not certain if this person actually was the one who was the loiva, so you can't go and collect from him. And Abaye continues, hachanami be'edim Mesira v'rabba lazi, and the same cheshbon holds true for the third case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, kosel l'garish ha'zagdeilu lo yigarish be'y sektana, and we would medayik, tanahu d'loy motzim agarish be'y, ha'gdeilu motzim agarish be'y, but that is only because there were Edim Mesira, and the Edim Mesira could testify for the Gdela that she is the one that received this get from her husband, and that is why it would be a valid get. But if there were only Edim Chasima and not Edim Mesira, then in Chanami, this get would not be valid, not for the Tana and not for the Gdela. And therefore, Abaye says to Rava that you can't bring Raya to one of the Tanoim that hold that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adarim Be'achas, that Metzin Shtar Chayiv Alachim, as it's possible that if there were only Edim Chasima, then in Chanami, the Leiva could tell the Yosef ben Shimon that comes to him that I never borrowed money from you, and labal dvarim didiat, unless Yosef ben Shimon brings a raya that he was actually the malva, then this would be a valid taina, and we will stop over here.